This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Legislation that will provide new security assistance for Ukraine and Israel was blocked in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday as Republicans demanded tougher measures to control immigration at the U.S. border with Mexico. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
The bill, which includes $20 billion for border security, provides about $50 billion in new security assistance for Ukraine, as well as money for humanitarian and economic aid for the government in Kyiv, plus $14 billion for Israel. The final tally of votes was 49 in favor to 51 against, short of the 60 votes needed to start debate. Every Senate Republican voted no, along with Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent who expressed concerns about funding Israel's, quote, current inhumane military strategy.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is one step closer to obtaining a fifth term in office. Lawmakers in Russia's upper house of parliament, the Federation Council, set the date of the country's 2024 presidential election for March 17th. The 71-year-old Putin has not announced his intention to run again, but is widely expected to do so in the coming days now that the date has been set. Under constitutional reforms he orchestrated, Putin is eligible to seek two more six-year terms after his current one expires next year, potentially allowing him to remain in power until 2036. Australia and Papua New Guinea signed a bilateral security agreement on Thursday in the Australian capital of Canberra. The deal is designed to bolster Papua New Guinea's internal security through more assistance in policing, defense, and the judiciary as the Pacific Island's largest nation seeks to develop its economy. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the deal continues the two nations' close bonds dating back to World War II.
This security agreement is a natural progression in our security partnership. It builds on our comprehensive strategic and economic partnership. It reinforces our mutual respect for each other's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity.
Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape said the agreement showed the Pacific Island neighbors are brother and sister nations, but insisted Port Moresby would not take sides in the increasing competition between Western nations and China in the region. European Union leaders are in Beijing Thursday for a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping and other Chinese leaders. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the two sides would discuss how to rebalance our economic relationship.
China is the EU's most important trading partner, but there are clear imbalances and differences that we must address. We both recognize the importance of de-risking and strengthening the resilience of our economies.
Von der Leyen also highlighted a need for the EU and China to use their roles as major world powers to respond to the war in Ukraine and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. President Xi said in his opening remarks that China and the European Union must work together to promote world stability and prosperity. The four candidates running to win the Republican Party presidential nomination next year targeted each other in their latest debate Wednesday. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that story.
Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley took the brunt of the attacks in Wednesday night's GOP presidential debate in Alabama. Haley has recently gotten more interest from donors and voters. Aside from former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, the field did not take aim at former President Donald Trump, who again skipped the event. Christie, who challenged Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to answer directly if he believed Trump was fit or unfit to be president again, was booed by the audience. Biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy raised his hand as a candidate who would support Trump, even if he were convicted of pending federal felonies. I'm Norman Hall.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the latest inside story on both domestic and international news. Stay informed and engaged with the latest developments as we explore the most pressing issues shaping our world. That's Issues in the News. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.